From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iraq's leading Shiite Muslim coalition has nominated interim Vice President Ibrahim al-Jafri as its candidate for prime minister in the country's new government. The coalition, known as the United Iraqi Alliance, won a parliamentary majority in last month's general election. From Baghdad, NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
After 3 days of marathon negotiations, four final candidates sat down to decide who among them would be the Shiite alliance's nominee for prime minister. One of them was nuclear scientist Hossein al-Shahistani.
And after they've sat together, they agreed among themselves that at this stage they will support the nomination of Jafri. That announcement was made here, and there was no voting.
The decision not to put the nomination to a vote appears to have been a show of unity by the diverse Shiite coalition. Jafri's main challenger, former Bush administration favorite Ahmed Chalabi, finally pulled out for lack of support within the coalition. Ibrahim Jafri outlined his platform before a press briefing full of sheikhs, imams, and journalists. Jafri said that his goals as prime minister would include achieving security, political independence, and economic prosperity. He said he would respect pluralism and reach out to Iraq's minority Sunni Muslims, many of whom didn't vote in the election. As head of the Dawa Party, outlawed under Saddam Hussein, Jafri spent years in exile in Iran and Britain. His brother was executed by Saddam's government. Jafri is a doctor by training, and opinion polls say he is among Iraq's most respected politicians. Ismail Zaire, editor of the New Sabah newspaper, sees Jafri as a pragmatist and is encouraged by his nomination.
I do believe that Jafri will be a choice of wisdom. And the positive thing that he is in a very good term with more or less everybody in the political parties. And his party, Ad-Da'wah, was always inventing new methods to adapt themselves for democracy.
Jafri must now secure majority support in parliament. This will require backing from Kurdish politicians who hold the largest number of parliamentary seats after the Shiites. Some Kurds question whether Jafri will grant them the autonomy they seek. And some Shiites are worried that Jafri will use a strict interpretation of Islam to limit basic rights. Jafri spokesman Jawad Talib says this isn't so. Talib insists that Jafri shuns fanatical, narrow-minded conceptions of Islam. He says Jafri takes a modern humanist view of his faith, one that respects human rights and women's rights. If Jafri becomes prime minister, he will lead a transitional government that will be replaced by a permanent, elected one at the end of this year. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Baghdad.